What's going on, Beaches? Welcome to episode 1270 Schwamm. Thank you so much for being here. We got a night cast, an evening cast going down. Smells good. Smells good. Pinch your nips, slap yourself across the titties, and let's get into today's episode. For those of you that are podcast listeners, aka you, you can still save $50 off your monthly or annual sign up to Swolenormous X Unlimited, which is massive, which is huge. Just go to the membership page on SwolenormousX.com and type in FYR month, all one word, fuck your resolutions, FYR month. And you can also do FYR year, again, all one word, and save $50 off. So that actually gives you 50% off your monthly sign up. So $49 and $197 for the annual, 36% off. That's some stupid savings. And that's for an extremely limited time because it's resolutions season and I don't like it. So fuck your resolutions. Start today. We just dropped week 4 of Swole season for those of you that are unlimited members, so you can get access to all of that. Brand new yoga instructors coming on, so level 3 classes, brand new section inside the yoga studio for recovery flow. So we have level 1, 2, 3, we have yin yoga, we have yang to yin, we have starter classes, all that stuff for the yoga. We got meditation, your programs, your training, your accountability meetings, the weekly Q&A sessions. Oh, it's amazing. So FYR month and FYR year for $50 off your monthly sign up or your annual sign up. Please do not wait on this one. Don't sleep. I do understand that it's still not free. So for those of you that want to join the private community and still get access to all the bonus content from the YouTube videos, exclusive additional playlists, plus access, like I mentioned, to the private community for the weekly accountability meetings and the weekly live Ask Papa Swolio sessions, that is just $2.99. So that's less than the price of a pumpkin spice latte. It's fucking ridiculously awesome. And if you can't afford a bigger membership or you're hesitant, you've gotten burned with programming and you've gotten burned with online training type stuff before, Swolenormous X is nothing like anything you've tried. However, I get it. I understand. So you could join Swolenormous Uncensored, get a feel for it, get your tits wet, and then I guarantee you're going to love it and you're going to want to upgrade. So there's no obligation. There's never contracts. You can cancel anytime, but people fucking don't because it's fucking awesome. So go check it out, SwolenormousX.com. This episode is going to be fire. I'm going to lay some freaking rage down because training and nutrition questions have been coming in by like the truckload, and we got to set the fucking record straight. So if you are ready, and I'm sure you are, let's fucking go Hambone Jones for episode 1270 Schwamm.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 testicles, testing, testicles, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 1270 Schwamm of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, and slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustlers, and hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swoley. Thank you so much, fam. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you're watching on the YouTube live stream at The Daily Swole. And of course, to make sure to follow me everywhere at Swolenormous. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. We're live a little while ago on Instagram. And that was cool. That was cool. It's good to see everyone. It's good to see everyone live on the IG. And of course, we're talking about Swolenormous Uncensored and all the brand new releases. So if you missed it yesterday, and you are a Swolenormous Unlimited member, and if you are a Swolenormous Uncensored member, we had an accountability meeting yesterday at 12 noon Eastern time, and we dropped some new action. We dropped week 4 of Swole season. So those of you that are doing the 20-week hypertrophy program, gains, fucking gains. So I hope you're enjoying week 4 so far. And we also had a brand new Swole Motion vlog. And tomorrow, today we had a brand new Balls Deep Overtime for Uncensored members. And also tomorrow we got a brand new Raw video coming. So pretty much getting drops every single day if you're a Swolenormous X member. So welcome, welcome. Those are the updates if you missed it. And of course, brand new yoga class, new recipes, all that shit. If you're on the fence about joining the fam, don't be. Make sure you hook in. That way you get the latest and the greatest. And it's fucking awesome. We have a lot of you that are members right now that are watching. So if you're a Swolenormous X member, drop it down below. Float some gorillas and some biceps. Gorillas and biceps if you are a Swolenormous X member, whether it's unlimited or uncensored. Let's get a little fucking roll call. Get fucking amped up today. I'm super stoked that we're here. Super stoked. I'm super amped. I'm fucking pumped today. I'm pumped. Pumpy McPumperson. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for today's episode. Pup's excited too. Yeah. What up, baby girl? What's going on? What's the good fart? What's the good fart? Yes, you want some pets? You want some pets? Episode 1271 pets? Here it comes. Here it comes. Give me the belly. Give me the belly. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted, baby. Oh, she wants more. She's a real freaking slut. Look at this. So much for the podcast. Now she's not going to be. God damn it. All right. You love it. You love it. I can't, baby girl. I have to do a podcast. Daddy's got to do podcast. I got to do podcast. I got to do the podcast. Everyone's waiting. I can't. You're too cute. You're too adorable. I'll be doing this all day. You're too adorable. Too cute. You're too cute. Everyone's gonna freak out. No one's gonna want to watch the podcast anymore because you're too cute. They're gonna say, we can't watch the podcast because Papa Swolio is too damn fucking cute. You're too cute. I know. You know you're on camera or something? Ooh, look at those forearm gains. Oh yeah. Look at that. Okay. All right. I love you. More later. No, stop it. Stop it. Leave me alone. She is a slut. She is a puppy whore. She will do that. She'll do that for a long time. Oh, I'm getting eye fucked hard right now too. Yeah, she's not letting me off easy. Leave me alone. All right? Leave me alone. I'm in charge. I mean, I could do, you know what we might start doing? Maybe you guys want me to just green screen it and I'll just do the podcast in the corner and just show her the whole time. I'll just be like in the corner and like the little right hand side. If you want me to, I can do it. I can do it. Just put her on the screen. That's totally cool. We'll do some picture in picture, Papa Swolio. Let me see if we can do that. Little action here. I don't know. And she doesn't care. She's fucking. Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. She's a cutie pie. All right. Anyway, how are we doing, fam? Okay, cool. That was a cool intro. I wasn't expecting to go hardcore with the Papa Swolio. I wasn't expecting her to be that cute either. That's not my fault. You know it's not my fault. You know you were here. You were here when it happened. You saw it. You saw exactly what I saw. Okay. Now everyone that's joining in, they're like, what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? What's going on with Papa Swolio? What's wrong with her? What happened? If you were here, you know. You already know. I can't. I can't with that one. What am I supposed to do? Notice a couple Amish on my way to get coffee. Ever notice how you never see any obese or morbidly obese Amish because they're walking everywhere or they're eating that grass-fed butter? Grass-fed butter. There's some good farms. There's some good Amish farms that sell grass-fed meat and stuff. You know, she's so cute. Frozen again. What's frozen again? Oh, if you're getting some connection issues, just sign out and come back in. You'll be fine. It happens sometimes. Love the post about kids and nutrition. I did post about that on Instagram. That was, what was that? That was a little while ago. It was a couple hours ago about feeding your kids junk food. That's child abuse. People get so offended by what I say about stuff like that just because it's aggressive. I mean, if you give your kid a piece of candy, are you abusing your child? You know, I'm not really saying that, but your kids don't have a choice. Here's the post from Instagram. Your children don't have a choice. You know, when you're giving your kid junk food, they don't have a choice to eat it or not. They're going to eat whatever you give them. They're going to eat whatever you tell them to have. They're going to eat whatever you suggest. They're going to eat whatever you prepare. Let's go round. I like round better. I like round for the videos. They're going to eat whatever you prepare. They're going to do whatever mommy or daddy says. So feeding children is a form of abuse. You can drop your comment below. Everyone's going to have their opinions on that. It's definitely an extreme take, you know, but it gets people's attention. It'll get your attention. It'll wake your fucking shit up. It'll slap you around and wake you the fuck up. We don't mess around here. Papa Swolio don't fucking mess around. Papa Swolio doesn't mess around either. Look at her not messing around. Look at her sleeping, not messing around. We don't mess around here. We don't mess around. We don't mess around. We ain't fucking around, fam. We ain't fucking around. This is fucking Papa Swole. We're getting... I woke her up. We don't fuck around on the Swole. We don't fuck around. We're going deep. We're going Hambone Jones. Got some great NOC. I'm putting my nuts on an entire movement's chin tomorrow. Gonna drop some fucking sack and everyone is gonna try to swallow it. Gonna give it to everyone. Everyone's gonna get a fucking taste. I think we're getting some bandwidth issues, unfortunately, tonight. For those of you that are watching the podcast, it looks like the bandwidth is like taking a fucking shit. I don't know why. I don't know why the internet's taking a hit, so that's too bad if it's freezing. That sucks. Yeah. Yeah, this streaming is really fucking taking a hit. So anyway, those of you that are watching, I apologize. It seems like you're going to get the shit end of the stick today. Hopefully it comes back. Hopefully it comes back, but it looks like it might just continue. So we're going to continue, as always, whether or not the streaming goes or not. I mean, I might just restart the podcast. Maybe it's in pieces. Might kind of like kick it back up again and just keep on talking. So this happens sometimes. I don't have an assistant working in the room with me. That'd be great where I can just keep on talking and then they can handle it and they can reboot the system. I'm like trying to split my attention, look over here and look back over here. And, yeah, the streaming is definitely not working too well right now. Bummer, bummer sauce. We're doing so well. Oh, here we go. We'll see if it comes back. We'll see if it comes back, but I'm going to close out the comments because everyone's going to be like, where's everything? I can't see. So hopefully it comes back. Okay. So today's topic, we're just jump right into it then because now no one's commenting because everyone's fucking leaving or trying to reload it. Come on, YouTube. Come on, bandwidth. Okay, so today's topic is about nutrition and training and giving you kind of like a big fucking taint slap across your face. Training and nutrition is... Oh, we're coming back. We're back now. Yeah, that was completely not me, by the way, everyone. Who knows? Maybe it was, but I saw that on my end. The bandwidth just dropped, plummeted. So we should be good to go. I was just starting the comment. I was just starting the main content. I was starting the topic. So everyone should be back in here now. Or it looks like it's dipping down again. It's going to be inconsistent. It's not consistent, so you guys can fight for it on your end. So it's on YouTube's end. Something's wrong with the bandwidth. So in terms of training and nutrition, everyone's complicating their shit. Everyone is complicating their shit. And training and nutrition is extremely, extremely uncomplicated. It's really not complicated. It's not a real fucking brain bender. It's very simple. It's very fucking straightforward. You have to eat the right foods and you got to train consistently. And most people drastically, drastically underestimate what it takes to build muscle. Drastically underestimate what it takes to burn fat and change lifestyle habits. Like legit, this is a huge problem for people. The effort that's required, the patience that's required. Most people don't put in full effort. Think about this and think about what you're trying to accomplish. And I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. I don't know what you're trying to do. Whoever's watching now, whoever's listening now, I mean, the connection's going in and out, but we're still podcasting. We're still slamcasting. The Daily Swole doesn't stop for any fucking internet. The Daily Swole doesn't stop for any fucking streaming service. The Daily Swole does not miss a fucking day. I don't care if there's no live stream. There's a podcast and you guys can go fucking download and bang your ear holes all night long to your delight, to your heart's delight. We're still dropping the fucking deuce right now. For the first so many podcasts, no one was watching live. So it's no different. This is back to the roots, fam. This is podcasting. This is early Daily Swole podcasting. This is like the first 20 episodes or 50 episodes. You know, you have one person, 10 people watching, 14 views. This gets me off. I'm excited for this. So again, it's very, very simple. Training and nutrition is very simple. And today on my YouTube channel, the main YouTube channel at Swolenormous, I posted a video about carnivore, about vegan. I posted a video about dieting, about nutrition that was very middle of the road. Because you have all these documentaries, or should we call them docudramas, coming out every fucking month, it feels like, that are demonizing. They're literally, it's a movie production. Do you know how hard it is to produce unbiased footage of any type? Do you know how hard it is to write an article that's unbiased? No one would read it. No one would read it. Even scientific articles are supposed to be written as unbiased as possible, but then you still have people that fund the studies. You still have the magazines or the journals that promote it. You still have the people that take those articles of those scientific articles and make YouTube videos about it or write blogs about it and then extrapolate it and then it puts this whole other spin on it. You still have culture to deal with. Science is supposed to be unbiased. Science is supposed to give you evidence, you know, results. We did this, we studied this, we did these things to study this in this manner, we measured this, and this is what we got. It's very impartial and it's designed to have multiple hundreds and thousands of studies done over and over again to make sure that this information is accurate, to make sure that you are that the information that they're trying to deliver is getting across. But it's very black and white. It's very black and white. Even the scientific papers is fucking black and white. And you have all of these documentaries that put music behind it, that make it look as horrible as possible. Now, again, I'll put it out there, I'm not a fan of factory farming. I'm not a fan of this like grain-fed, mass-produced chicken, beef, whatever it is. I'm not a fan of the current food system, but we also have way too many fucking people, and we also have way too many fucking greedy people, and we have a lot, way too much artificial stuff in the mix, okay? We're fucking way too much with different things in terms of fast food and corn. We're just trying to mass-produce food for the cheapest possible price. So the capitalism and health and the environment, everything's just getting kind of like ground up and mixed up because people just want power and money, money and power. And that's why big pharma, big food, blah, blah, blah. All right. So we get the cheap food. We get addicted to it. They make the most money. They sell us medication and we're just under people's power. So don't buy into whatever the government says for nutrition. Don't buy into whatever those studies are saying. You know, you have to be impartial. You have to use your own intelligence. Doesn't mean those studies are right or wrong. It just means that you need to have a more unbiased view and extrapolate more from yourself, extrapolate more from your personal experience, which is what I have done, which is why I talk about the elimination diet all the time. You need to individualize your nutrition. Training too. But this video is more about nutrition. It's more about nutrition, but you can swap out every single word pretty much when I say nutrition. You could swap it out for training. You could really put one back. It goes both ways. You need to customize your life. It's your life. It's your lifestyle. It's your When you're 70, how do you want to be? When you're 80, how do you want to be? No one cares. That's the thing. When you're 80 years old and you can't fucking walk, you think the government gives a shit? You think so-and-so that said something about your exercise routine, like, oh, why are you exercising so much? Come on, you're never going to be Mr. Olympia. Let's go grab another beer. You think they're going to care that you can't walk when you're 80? They're already dead. So they don't fucking care. Like, you have to care about your life. You have to be the one that cares for what happens in the future. You have to take more stock in it. That's why the elimination diet is the best approach, because you customize. You customize your nutrition. You customize it. Literally, customize your nutrition. Individualize it. Make it something that is yours. Not what someone else does. Not just keto because you saw keto on a fucking TV show. Not because your sister-in-law's friend from college did keto and lost 50 fucking pounds. You know, you have to approach things for you. And bottom line, wherever you choose, whether it's vegan or carnivore, again, that's not the right way to do it. You don't just choose one of those and do it. You should do an elimination diet and figure out which lifestyle is best for you. Those of you that are watching that are in Swolenormous X and have done the nutrition jumpstart, that have done the elimination diet, drop in the comments below and tell everyone your experience. What did you eliminate and how do you feel since eliminating that? What are you eating that is giving you the most benefit? What are you eating that makes you feel the best? You individualize your training. Train for you. Who gives a shit what I think about CrossFit? Are you talking about an average person that wants to get in shape? I don't like it. Are you talking about someone who has specific needs that might lead to specific outcomes that they need? Okay, maybe it's right for that person. Why are we looking at this from such a blanket statement, a blanket point of view? It's too easy to make blanket statements. We all make blanket statements, but I'm just clarifying that in this episode. It's very, very, very easy to make blanket statements, but what is really most important is the fact that you are an individual. You're an individual. You are a person. You are someone who is unlike anyone else. You have experiences that are unlike anyone else's. You need to make those choices. You need to make those choices for you. And too often we're making choices for other people or based on what other people might say or what other people might think. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. Everyone's making decisions based on what they see in the news. People watch a fucking documentary. People watch a documentary. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're a vegan. Or boom, they're a carnivore. They watch a YouTube video and they change their entire diet. Then they wonder why they feel like shit. They wonder that why they feel like shit. They feel good temporarily. And then all of a sudden they start feeling like shit. It's because you're changing everything that your body is used to consuming all of a sudden because you watched a fucking movie. Common sense. Common sense, of course, is not common, but that's one of the things that we need to work on. Common sense. Let's have a water break, everyone. So raise your glass. I don't care if you're watching or listening right now. Here we go. We're going to chug for about 20 seconds, and you have to make uncomfortable moaning noises. Water break, beaches. Here we go. Chuggy, chuggy, chug. Oh, that's good shit. Keep trying to go. Ooh, hydration much? I'm feeling good. Gotta have that water burp after. Can't make it through without a fucking burp. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible I can make it through a water break and not belch right after. Oh, that feels good. Hold on. Not bad. You know, I've had better. Oh, there we go. That was the last part. That was long tail. Had a little bit extra left in the tank. Sorry. Sit and spin. It's about making food into something you generally enjoy instead of forcing yourself into thinking you enjoy it. Well, you have to be able to adhere to your diet. So again, that's another thing. You have to be able to adhere to your diet. How many people are eating in a way that they fucking hate? Now, when it comes to exercise, it depends on what you want. It really does. It depends on what you want. If you want to bulk up and build a ton of muscle, you have to eat a certain way. Okay, there's no way around it. You have to eat a certain way. You want to lose weight? You got to eat a certain way. You can't overeat your calories. But when it comes to training, right? When it comes to eating, you have some ground rules. That's what I meant to say. But you can customize and individualize. When it comes to training, you can do the same thing. However, you need your training to be something that will lead you to where you want to go. So where nutrition, you have to enjoy it, or you should enjoy it, and you should be able to stick to it, because then you're going to stick to it, because consistency is fucking key. With training, you know, it's not just like, hey, I'm going to do something that I can stick to. That's great. But if you can stick to cycling, it's not going to get you jacked, if that makes sense. Okay. So with the nutrition, you should be eating the foods that your body reacts best to, and then you increase the quantity or decrease the quantity. You want to gain weight. You want to lose weight. You might have to tweak some of the macros. If you're getting more advanced and you want to build muscle, you might need certain types of nutrients or certain, but you know which foods your body reacts best to. With training, you want to look like a bodybuilder. You got to train like a bodybuilder. You know, you want to get better at swimming. You got to swim. You can't just, oh, I want to get better at swimming, but I hate swimming, so I'm going to go lift weights. That's not going to work. So it really makes a big fucking difference what you do to train. So you don't have to enjoy your training as much. You have to know what you need to do to get to where you want to go and do that. With nutrition, if you hate the way you're eating, that's going to be a huge problem, because you're eating more often than you are training. You spend more time training. I mean, eating is more important than training for life. If you don't train, you're not going to die. If you don't eat, you're going to die. Okay. So that just goes right there. Nutrition, food is more important than you making it to the gym. It's more important that you train properly. I mean, that you eat properly. It's more important that you get your food in. Let's say it like it is. So we have to, you have to have that priority list, but at the same time, you're training, you have to do it. So you have to more like, that's more like, eat your vegetables. Like, I don't want to fucking eat them. But then now we know that not all vegetables are good for people, and you don't necessarily need vegetables, and everyone's different. So as much as you're going to argue that, no, you need tons of them. Do you? Some people are thriving on carnivore. And again, some people thrive on vegan. However, if you think about it, those are small populations. Very small populations are doing carnivore. Very small populations are doing vegan. And it's mostly a first world problem. If you're in any kind of country that, you know, doesn't have a lot of big industry, people have to hunt for fucking food. It's not natural to not eat food. We're just in a society where we're so foofy, we can choose to go, we can choose to just skip major nutrients. We can choose to skip. It's a luxury. Being a vegan means you're fucking wealthy usually. You got some fucking money. You got white people problems. You got first world problems. You got high society problems if you're a vegan. You're so affluent you have the choice of what you want to fucking consume. I don't want to consume animals. I can choose and still get sustenance. But then a lot of people don't get sustenance. They choose not to eat animal products and they fucking waste away and they look like they're dying. So there's all sorts of problems. But again, you have the standard deviation. You have the majority of people that can eat both. And then you have some people that might thrive on one or the other, which is totally cool. It's totally fine. But you can't force people into doing it. And you can't follow. Just don't follow the trend. Seek out what's best for you. Seek out what's best for you. How is that complicated? Seek out what's best. What is best for you? What is best for you? What works best for you? You figure that out, and then you do that. You figure out what works best for you, and then do that. Simple. Done. End of story. End of discussion. And that's what the elimination diet is. Oscar, nothing better, watching the World Series in the Swole. Oh, yeah, game six tonight. Game six. I was going to watch that earlier. I forgot it started at 8 o'clock. I'll have to tune in. It's all right. I'll tune in before it ends. I'll get the warm-up. Greg Bender, what up? What's up, dude? The brain gains? Oh, my God. I thought yoga and meditation was bullshit pussy stuff. Now I look forward to it every day. Got my yoga mat, meditation spot, and my purple foam roller. Fuck yeah, dude. I'll make some more brain gains. I'll get some more episodes up there. I'm glad you're enjoying it. For those that don't know, Brain Gains is the meditation section inside Soulnormous X. We had some issues. So those of you that aren't getting your notifications, today was jacked up. So we had like a little glitch where it skipped out and I had to restart the stream at the beginning of this podcast. And then the connection was garbage up until now. This is the only time. That's why the comments are kind of coming back, because it was so glitchy. So the video, the stream is going to be shit. I might upload the video separate than the live stream, because the live stream took a shit. But the podcast goes straight through. So if you want to catch the beginning, but a lot of it was me like, what the fuck's going on? And, you know, we just shot the shit for a little bit for like the first few minutes, but then we had a shitty connection. But then I went off. So if you missed some content, some context on this episode, you go back and listen to it on the audio. 2-1 Astros. Oh, they might win tonight, right? They're up 3-2. All right. Sit and spin. I despised food in the hospital. I had a nose food tube and the docs made me eat on top of that. I didn't enjoy eating and started to lie about eating while trying to hide food in my bedside cabinet. Hospital food's disgusting. You'd think when they're trying to help people and get people better that they would give better food. They're giving like liquid sugar and cans of, or those little, what is it? Those to-go cups with like sugar and syrup with fruits. Disgusting. Chocolate milk and cereal, and it's disgusting. It's the worst kind of food for people that are trying to get better. They're essentially keeping you sick by feeding you crap. They're essentially sick. They're keeping you sick in there. Do I do super chats? I don't even know what the fuck that is. That's when someone pays money for something on YouTube. I don't see it. I'm not going to see it here. I don't have that. I don't have like my YouTube window open. I think I have it turned on, but I don't see them. So if I appreciate the donations, if that's what it means, super chat. I should do super chat. Sounds like. But everyone's comment's important. I don't want to be like, here, I have to pay to get seen. I don't know. Maybe someday. We'll see. But I stream on multiple platforms. So I'm not like just only focusing on YouTube. We do Facebook as well. Cooking up some squash and ground turkey. I usually do moose or caribou, but keeping it simple with the turkey. Nice. I got 2 ribeyes thawing out. Excited. Doing intermittent fasting was strictly keto until I started a triathlon. Now I have incorporated some carbs for the glycogen. Had to adapt for my training. Good. Good for you. Kashina, my brother was in the hospital for stomach related issues, and the food they gave him were foods that were making his condition worse. Oh my God. If I have to go to the hospital ever, knock on wood, hopefully I don't, but if they start to give me food, holy shit, I would have major problems. The way I fucking eat, and the way that they would feed me in the hospital. Oh my God. If you're on YouTube, hit the live button if you want to go with the flow. Oh, if you log in, are they going to give you like an older part of the stream? Anyway, for those of you that are joining now, we had some connection issues earlier, so you can catch the audio. Make sure, how many of you listen to the podcast too, or do you only watch? Do you watch and listen? Do you catch the audio too? Oh, thank you, Yolanda. I'm excited. That means I'm going to load up some more for the brain gains. You know what it's time for? You just reminded me, Yolanda, just by mentioning that, you triggered this thought in my head. It's time to do a little survey inside Solnormus, inside the Facebook group, a little survey for what is everyone's favorite section. Yeah. I think I want to get some feedback, see what everyone likes the most and what people want more of. Just a little idea, just a little feedback. I always like to see what people are digging the most. I'm glad that you like the brain gains. Again, that's the meditation section in X. Major releases yesterday in the accountability meeting. Big stuff. Let's see. Spicy Spice, I finished Primer Week today. Amazing. Today's foam roll was amazing, and I felt great all day. Looking forward to the 90-day dash. Thanks, Papa. Excellent. Welcome to the fam. Good luck crushing it. Primer Week's juicy. And you can do Primer Week again. So if you're in the middle of the program and you want like to, you know, pull back for a week, or you want to, something happens, you get sick and you take a couple days off, you can always come back in and do a couple days of Primer Week and then get back into where you were. So the new programs in the future, because we're still in the process of releasing Swole Season. So after that, the next programs that are releasing, got some serious juice coming. Serious. You watch both. Watch when I can. Listen at work for the older stuff. That's true. Got to go back in the archives. Watch when I can, but usually listen on Spotify. It's available everywhere for those of you that like listen on Apple Podcasts everywhere. Wanting to get off pre-workout, I don't like coffee. Is green tea or yerba mate enough? Sure, just don't drink like super fucking piping hot. I mean, is it enough? I don't know. You tell me. Some people don't drink caffeine and work out just fine. You don't have to. You don't have to do a pre-workout. You don't have to drink coffee. I drink coffee. I drink like a caffeinated. I drink like fucking strong fucking coffee. Drink strong fucking coffee. But I like my coffee. It's all right. Some people don't like do well with it. Some people really have problems with coffee. The audio experience is awesome. Yeah, that's due for some updates for sure. We'll see what happens with that. So many different things. We've got so many podcasts, so many YouTube channels, so much content. New YouTube videos coming tomorrow. New Raw Insight Uncensored. So doing a lot of updates to the website, all sorts of shit. Those of you that are members, you saw in the accountability meeting yesterday, we had the big announcements and the new updates are coming. I'll give you some more feedback on that soon, but for unlimited members, got some sick drops, fucking fire. Listening to your podcast gave me the green light to tweak my nutrition. I was so unsure about eating carbs until you said eating sweet potato cold. It's a game changer. Eating a sweet potato cold is amazing. Papa Swolio, where you going? Where you going, baby girl? Oh my God, I just hit my fucking ankle. Ugh, I'm sitting down. All right, so pup's over there, sitting down a little bit. There we go. Oh, fuck, I just banged my ankle. Oh God, my stool. Oh, shit. Fuck, that hurts. Damn, I swung it over, cracked myself right in the ankle. It's all right, I'm strong. I can hang with it. I'm gonna have to redo Primer Week for sure. Did day two today and it wasn't pretty. It's all good. Greg's got 1,100 more to listen to. Some of you have actually listened to most of them. I've had a bunch of people say that they've caught up and listened to every episode. I'm like, shit, I don't listen to every episode. I've listened to podcasts before. I usually listen to clips and make sure the audio levels are right and everything's good. Go back into the archives and listen to some throwbacks. Oh, welcome, Daniel. What's going on? Hey, if it's your first time on the podcast, make sure you drop that cherry emoji. Drop some cherries for Papa. The cherry emoji. because I'm popping your cherry. Boop. I work at 8 p.m. every day. My last coffee before 2 p.m. Yeah. I drink some evening coffee. I had some evening coffee tonight. I'm going to have to take that edge off a little bit. Once I eat, I'll be better. But I need to be amped up. I got a couple videos to film. I'm behind a little bit. I got to catch up and get some stuff done. Got to catch up with some content. So we'll be here for a little bit. We'll be here for a couple more minutes. So the main focus of this podcast, if you want to catch the rant, you want to catch like the meat of it, make sure you go and listen back to the, the earlier portion. We're talking about training and nutrition and customizing it. So that video today, we talked about a couple different things. So the main or the post we were talking about earlier was this on Instagram: feeding children junk food is a form of abuse. And that's an extreme position, but I stand by it. It's an important thing to discuss because kids do not have a choice of what they can eat. Kids do not have choice of what they can put in their mouth. Whatever the parent puts in their mouth is what they're going to eat. And also on YouTube, the video I talked about with vegan carnivore, and everyone's trying to have the answer and have the best diet. And there is no fucking best diet. I'm tired of people asking that. What's the best diet for this? What's the best thing to eat for this? This video right here. All right. What's the best diet? Vegan, paleo, carnivore. All these real, like legit hard-hitting videos. Notice how all these fucking videos like that I do that are really like, you get the freaking information, legit. They never get as many views. I don't know if it's like YouTube just doesn't trend as well, because I'm not talking about Trisha Paytas and her dumbass or a vegan nutritionist that's wasting away or fat acceptance. I don't know. But the real messages are there. So I make sure I keep on posting. I post whatever the fuck I want. Post whatever the fuck I want. I want to drop some taint. I got so much to say. Got so many things. Three fucking channels. Never a shortage of content. Never a shortage of a message. Always got to keep on throwing that shit out there. Anyway, this video, if you haven't watched it, what is the best diet? Vegan, carnivore, keto, paleo, blah, blah, blah. It's important. It goes into a little bit more depth. It speaks similar to what we're talking about today. But you have to customize your nutrition. There is no best diet. What do you do? What do you do for your diet? Drop in the comments below. No one has the best diet. Doesn't exist. There's no person that has, oh, I have the best diet. Oh, I know exactly what to do. No one. Not a single person knows what to do. Not a single person knows what to do. Not one. Not a single fucking person, not one knows what to do for everyone. Why do you think there's so many things that work? Think about that. Why do you think so many things work? Why does keto work for some people? Why does paleo work for some people? I think paleo and ancestral type eating is the way, That's what I think. But there's still those subtle nuances and changes and those things that on an individual level, people have to deal with. People have to tweak. So you might start keto, but then you tweak, you customize. You might start paleo, or you might start that's why starting somewhere, everyone should start from like a certain point. So if I have to send a message out, what's the message to send? If I have to send a message out that's going to hit the most people, if I have to send a message out that's going to be the most powerful, that will help the most people get the most results, that would be the elimination diet. There's nothing else besides that that will get as many people optimal results. If I tell people to do keto, people are going to try that. They're going to fail. They're going to do it for a little bit. Some might succeed. Okay. You tell people do intermittent fasting. That's the best way to do it. Do intermittent fasting, bro. That's the best way to do it. Some people are going to get results. Some people won't. So how do we help the most people? How do I spread a message that will make the most impact for the most people? And that's the elimination diet, because it will help everyone. And if it takes you, what that is, people, it's the starting point. And some people, it's like the branches of a tree. You go up the trunk, you eliminate, you figure out what works best. And some people are going to go left and split, and some people are going to go right. Some people are going to be vegan. Some people are going to be carnivore. Most people are going to be in the middle. Some people will like keto. Some people will like paleo. Some people will like vegetarian. Some people will like pescatarian. Some people will like grass-fed beef more. Some people will like shellfish more. Some people will like intermittent fasting with whatever style. Some people are trying to bulk. Some people are trying to cut. Some people are allergic to dairy. Some people are allergic to peanuts. You see what I'm saying? You have to customize. You don't have to just do keto. You don't have to do vegan. you could do vegan and still have some fucking organ supplements. You could still get your nutrients in and be a vegan. You could still, you know what I'm saying? You're not technically a vegan if you're consuming animal products, but that's more of a lifestyle, a moral belief and all that shit. You get my point. You can still do mostly 99% plant-based, but still eat meat or liver once a week or have like a supplement. Like you can still do it your way. You don't have to follow, but people like community. You know, you're not a part of the vegan community unless you're fucking all in. You're not part of fat acceptance unless you're fucking all in and you're super fat and you're super flamboyant and you're out there and you're yelling. People want to be part of that, the people thing around it, which is why people go for keto or intermittent fasting and they have to have like a flag and like, this is what I do. And look at all these other people that I'm with. They do it too. Accept me. Love me. Am I valuable now? But do your own fucking shit. Do your own fucking thing. Who cares what everyone else is doing? You need to customize your own nutrition. And if you're not customizing, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. You have to really enjoy, you have to really want it. You want results. You want more out of it. You fucking put that effort in and you fucking get more out of it. Keto allowed me to get my shit together and stick with something. I do like the way it makes me feel. I understand it's not the end all be all. Some people don't. There's a lot of stuff out there that says like keto is not good for long term. So you do keto for a while and then you have some carbs sometime. Maybe you do keto most of the time. And then if you want a sweet potato, you have a sweet potato and you just go by how your body feels. So you're going to go in and out of ketosis anyway. You don't have to only be eating fats. You could still have sweet potatoes and stuff. I don't have sweet potatoes every day. I don't have as many carbs every day. A lot of fruit. I like fruit and meat and I have veggies. You know, I go with what I feel. Sometimes I'm like, I need a sweet potato. So I eat sweet potatoes for a few days and then eventually I fall out of it or I run out of them. So I go without and I feel fine without them. And then I feel like I need them. So I have one. My first live stream. Oh, welcome, Cassiana Miranda. Virgin, popping cherries on the live stream. Welcome. Willkommen. Welcome to the Daily Swole. It's your boy, Papa Swolio. Welcome, welcome. My diet is set. I will keep the same foods, but adjust it. Servings to lose, maintain. Yeah, I'm not. Look, when I say diet, that's why it's important. I like the word diet. I like the word diet. We have to have a better conversation about diet, about those things. It's your way of eating. This is my way of eating. I'm not going to change unless I need to change. I feel great. I feel great. I feel great. I love the foods that I eat. I fucking love it. Oscar, I follow a hybrid of keto and paleo. It's cool. How am I doing today? I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fucking awesome. Heavy on the plants works best for me, but with limited. Yeah, the more I eat ribeye steaks and the more I continuously eat organ meats and stuff, the less I want vegetables. It's no joke. I really do. I mean, look, I'm not saying one way or the other. You all know my take on nutrition. I definitely don't like factory farm. I don't like grain fed. I just think it's natural. I think it's the right thing to eat animal products, but high quality. You know, if you think that killing animals is morally wrong, we don't really have a conversation. It's just, you know, that's your choice. But from a health standpoint, it's fucking great. I just feel so good. I feel so good. Great. And everyone around me that starts eating more this way, they feel amazing. Case in point, Soul Enormous X members. But of course, for those of you that are members, we have stuff with vegan. We have pescatarian. You know, you're not required to eat the way I eat. That's why I don't talk always about, you know, we talk about it like, in the membership site, you know, for members, we talk about like what I eat more and we have more discussions, but I try not to guide. Oh, this is what I do. Here's my full day of eating. Cause everyone's just going to fucking copy me. I'd rather people hear me say elimination diet on a broken record and eventually fucking do it and figure out what works best for them. So it's not really complicated. I'll have a steak and like a sweet potato and some fruit and I'll eat and whatever. And then I'll eat the next day and it'll probably be something similar. Or I'll have a sweet potato before I go to the gym. And then after I'll have maybe a cup of coffee, do a podcast, and then I'll have a steak. I'm like a broken record when it comes to nutrition, but I'm very consistent. And what I eat today, the way I eat today is not exactly the way that I ate 10 years ago. I've adapted. Lorena, I heard on the radio today that doctors are saying children should have fat loss surgery. No fucking way. Children should or they need to. Lorena, find me that link and send it to me. Send it email or something to me. Support@soulnormous.com. Nathan, I am going to implement intermittent fasting into my diet. Again, I notice I have less focus and more sluggish when I eat in the morning. I'm going to see how this goes. I don't eat in the morning. I don't like calling it intermittent fasting, but I try to eat within a window. I eat the bulk of my calories within a certain time frame. I don't necessarily eat once a day, but I eat within a certain period. Like I'll eat, you know, I don't usually like eating this late at night, but just my schedule is kind of like that. So I'll eat until midnight. You know, I'll still be up later than that. So I'll eat for a few hours and I guess I'm getting my calories and I'm not counting my shit. I just feel great. I eat until I feel like I need to stop. Poppin' cherries, Angelina Huff. Angelina. Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see that article too. Which physician said that article? She said on the radio. It's very easy. You might have misheard. Not saying that I don't trust you, but I don't trust you. Who knows? What doctor says children should? I mean, I'm sure some children need to like save their fucking life. Some of these kids are fucking huge. Super fucking fat. If you like pina coladas and making sick fucking gains, dum-dum-dum. Stevie, I stopped counting calories, but now I keep a food journal to stay accountable. That's cool. Some people like to count. How many of you like to count? Some people like to count calories. Some people love to do macros. Some people love to do the math. Some people love the apps. Some people love to see how many steps they take. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I don't need to track everything in my fucking life. Some of those metrics are cool, but if you're more advanced, I think they're beneficial. If you're a real beginner, I think it can get you distracted into thinking, I need to take more steps. I only got 5,000 or 10,000. You need to go to the gym and fucking do a lot more than just walk. You need to lift some weights. You need to get your nutrition in order. But some people love that. Some people love the numbers. Some people don't. I feel a slave if you go by the numbers. Numbers create slaves. I think numbers create slaves. They also just distract from what you should be trying to do. There's a cool gamification aspect to it. But come on, do it for the right reasons. I don't feel like that's a good enough reason. That might help you build a habit, but I don't know. Grass-fed ribeye steak sounds good right about now. Fuck yeah, it does. I got two marinating in the kitchen. Fuck, I love it. I fucking love it. My God, like, how do you... So people ask me, what's my cheat meal? What do I cheat? Well, I had bacon last night. I had bacon. I had a sweet potato. I had some ribeye steak. I'm going to have some tonight. I had a sweet potato earlier. I might have some watermelon. I might also have some sauerkraut. Maybe I'll put some grass-fed butter on my steak. I'll put some Celtic sea salt all over it. Maybe I'll have, I'll have some bone broth too. I don't need to cheat. I feel fucking amazing. I love the taste of the foods I eat. I feel like a fucking savage beast. I go lift hard and I eat well and I feel amazing. I feel amazing. So legit, when someone asks me, well, you never cheat, I don't want to. I don't want to go, look, this is me. I don't want to go get a pizza. It doesn't smell good anymore. I'd rather have a steak because when I eat it, I feel fucking awesome. When I have a pizza, I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to feel like a fucking fat piece of shit afterwards. And it's not just psychologically. I'm going to feel like crap. My body is going to shit like water from the dairy and from the fucking dough and shit. I'm just not going to feel that good. I just know I'm not going to feel good. So why do it? Why am I doing it? How is that going to help me? When I eat, I want to feel good. I want to eat. I want to fuel up. I'm filling my tank. I'm fueling up. Can't fuel up on shit. Can't fuel up on trash. Can't. Can't fuel up on garbage. Do it fucking right. Do it right. Fam, those of you that are still on the fence that have not yet joined Swolenormous X Weather Uncensored, remember, $2.99. We got brand new content. You'll get access to the private community. You'll get access to this week's Ask Papa Swolio Live. I didn't post the event yet in the Facebook group, but it's Friday. The exact time will be posted. So if you have questions, I will be there for members only for the Ask Papa Swolio Live. But Uncensored is less than $3. All right, it's less than the price of a pumpkin spice latte, and you can fucking get access to all the private content. New Swole Motion vlog yesterday, new Balls Deep overtime today, and you'll have a new Raw video tomorrow and probably a Nuts on Chin unplugged. So you're gonna have some extra bonus content. So you've seen it in the comments. Everyone says fucking join. Even if you don't go unlimited, join us for Uncensored. You still get access to the private community, accountability, all that stuff that you fucking need to get started, and you're welcome to upgrade at any time and usually get the hookup because you're already a member. So don't wait, join the fam. I want to see you in there. And of course, those of you that missed the accountability meeting yesterday, it's available. It's available, and it was yesterday at 12 noon, but it's still available on the private Facebook page in the discussions section, just right there. It'll be pinned to the top in the announcements. So go check it out. You can see what's coming up next and what the new releases are and all that good shit. So I'll see you inside Swolenormous X. Make sure you go hook in, check out the memberships, options, and all that good stuff on Uncensored Unlimited over at SwolenormousX.com. And of course, I will see you tomorrow for episode 1272 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Everest and K2 flexing on you. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today, and I'll see you tomorrow for 1272. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swole. Oh, out.